We have been talking about being filled with the fullness of God or the fullness of God. I'm going to read Ephesians chapter 3, again from the Amplified Bible. Then we're going to move on. Ephesians chapter 3. And we read it last week. I'm just going to read verse 19. And it says, and that you may come to know, that you may come to know practically through experience the love of Christ. To know what? The love of Christ, which far surpasses just regular knowledge, just mere knowledge. Hallelujah. Without experience. You can see people that just have mere knowledge and never had an experience with the Lord. They think it's foolish to confess you're healed when you still have pain in your body. They think it's foolish when somebody act ugly towards you and you show them love. They think you ought to get even. Or get, if you can, get past them. Beat them down, whatever. But when you have an experience with him, you know that nobody can overcome you. No one can stop you. And so he said, without experience, that you may be filled up through all your being. Ha. To all the fullness of God, so that you may what? Have the richest experience. Of God's presence in your life. You may have what? The richest experience of God's presence in your life. Completely filled and flooded with God himself. First John 4:4 says, I know you know it. You have God, little children, and have what? Overcome them. Because what? Greater is he that is what? In you, in me, in us, than he that is in the world. Hallelujah. So what does it mean to have the fullness of God flood your heart? What does it mean? That means there's nothing out there can overcome you. It may come against you. You may be challenged, but when the dust settles, so to speak, you'll be still standing tall, standing strong. Hallelujah. Unmoved by the circumstances that's trying to overcome you. Amen. Now listen to this. Hallelujah. 2 Peter 1 and 8. 2 Peter 1 and 8. Hallelujah. For these things be where? In you, We're talking about the fullness of God. Hello? If these things be in you and abound, not just run through you, but be where? In you and abound, remain, stay, take up abode, make it home, abide in you. Hallelujah. They make you that ye shall neither be what? Barren. You know what barren is? Anybody know what the word barren means? Unproductive. Won't produce. Empty. But if these things be in you, you'll neither be what? Barren, nor what? Unfruitful where? In the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. In the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Why? Because when you have these things in you and you are not unfruitful, barren, and not you won't be barren and nor unfruitful in the knowledge. What is knowledge? I know who I am. I know what I have. I know what I can do. I know what He has given me. Hallelujah. I know that Christ has conquered every adversary. Hello? I'm going to say it again. I know that Christ has what? Conquered every adversary, every evil. I don't care what it is. I don't care what's its name. I don't care who it is. Christ has conquered that. Hello? And He made me. He conquered him and He set me free. And He created you and me anew. So that we are like Him. We're no longer like the enemy. We're no longer vulnerable to Him. We now become the master and He's a slave. What the Romans says, Romans 5:5 says, and hope does what? Hope maketh not ashamed. Why? Because the love of God is shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Now listen to this. If these things, if I know this, and they be in me, they be in you, these things be in us, we become invincible. You know what I mean? We are unstoppable. We fear nothing. Hallelujah. Listen, the fullness of His love, listen to this, the fullness of His grace has done for you. The fullness of what grace, see, when you have this, you'll know what the fullness of His grace has done for you. Hallelujah. Fullness of what you can do through your faith in Him. You'll know that there are no limitation. Hello, somebody. Hallelujah. A understanding of your righteousness, that now I am in what? Right standing with God.